Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, in business and in life, everything is not always as it seems. What is the real purpose of a sales call? That's the question that you have to ask yourself every single day. Why am I sitting in front of this person, or why am I talking to them on the telephone, or why am I creating these marketing materials? Why am I really doing this? What is the purpose? Because most people think that the purpose of a sales call is to make money, is to make a profit, is to close the deal. And that's absolutely correct. That's the result of what you do and do it right. But the real purpose of a sales call is to find someone who you can relate to, they can relate to you, someone who needs your goods or services, someone that you're going to help make a profit. You're going to make their life better. You're going to take their stress away. You're going to show them a better way to do business. You've got the products that are better, better priced, that are more sensible for them to use, and they are just going to want to jump on board. Because if you're thinking that way, and if you're thinking about what they need, what the customer needs, what the prospect needs, and you're not just thinking about making money, then the prospect's going to feel it. They're going to resonate with it. They're going to understand that you are there for them. And when they believe you and they trust you and they believe that you're looking out after their best interest, my goodness, absolutely, they will just want to do business with you. And if you're not looking out after their best interest, and if you sell them something that they don't need, and if you overprice it, and if you take advantage, and if you don't deliver, and you don't understand what they're looking for, do you think you'll ever do business with them again? I don't think so. They have the customer today, the client today has no shortage of people that they can do business with. Lines, city lines, state lines, boundaries have just been erased because of the internet. It's easy for someone to do business with someone all over the country. I do it every single day. I talk to people from New York to California. Every single day. And there's no effort in it. It's just like it's easy to do because of modern communications, because it's easy to pick the phone up, dial their number, and there they are like they were next door. So if you aren't relating to them, if you aren't giving them what they want, do you think they're going to stay? Do you think they're going to want to do business with you or your business? And that pretty much goes for everything that you're doing. If you're talking about employee retention, the question becomes, what do they want and what do they need? How do I support them? Yes, they are there to make a living, but they're there to have meaning in their life. They're there to do something interesting. They're there to fill their day and be happy to come to work. And if they're not, they're one of two things that are going to happen. They're either going to not be productive or they're going to go look for another job. And we don't want either of those things to happen. So when you're dealing with any business situation, you have to say to yourself, what's in it for them? If you're negotiating a contract, doesn't matter what the contract is. You have to look at it from the other side. Many people think, well, you know, I really negotiated this great contract. I really put it to them. I got the best of the deal. Really, did you? You may have gotten the best of that deal, but will you ever get another deal with them? Or will the reputation circulate, this is not the person to do business with? Always be thinking of the other person. Always be thinking of their wants and their needs and how you can serve them. And when you do that, well, of course you're going to make a profit. And of course you're going to retain business. And of course marketing is going to be easier. Do it the easy way. And the easy way is looking out for everyone's well-being. And if you do that, well, they're going to be looking out for your well-being. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.